This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Hey, let's open up and talk a little bit about all of these protests and everything that are, you know, turning into fistfights at the... And nobody covers the media better, because I'm more concerned with the media, because they're the ones trying to shape everybody's opinion, than the Media Research Center. So once again, I have reached out to Dan Gaynor. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So,
I promise not to protest while we're on here.
Thanks, I appreciate that. So, Portland, Oregon. What kind of coverage are we getting out of Portland, Oregon, where they're beating up people in wheelchairs and, you know, septuagenarians in their car who just want to go home and have their, you know, have their dinner and stuff like that? What kind of coverage and how one-sided is it?
Well, we're not getting much. I mean, that's part of the problem. So what happened was, look, there are aggressive protesters and violent protesters on both sides of the coin. Antifa has gotten a lot of attention on the right because, frankly, conservatives generally don't go out and start fights with people. It's become a very common left-wing tactic, and it's been the confrontations going on between left and right have been going on for years.
Right.
Left-wing tactics turned truly aggressive in the sort of the more recent time periods with Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street, 7,700 members of Occupy Wall Street were arrested around the country for everything from, you know, real minor offenses all the way up to three of them plotting to blow up a bridge in Cleveland. And they went to jail for that. I mean, that's not just me saying that. The government thought that was a bad thing. So that seemed to be a turning point. They were very confrontational with police. They were very confrontational with civilians. They would block traffic. They would commit acts of vandalism. In modern protest time, that was one of the earlier appearances. I mean, you could go back to the battle in Seattle and a protest in D.C. for the arrival of Antifa in modern times, United States. But Antifa is something that is very common in protests around the world. So fast forward to more recent times, you know, you've had this escalation of riots around the country, Ferguson, Oakland, Baltimore, and, you know, the left constantly taking a very militant stand. Now here we are with a situation. In one weekend, there were two circumstances. The Proud Boys were implicated in a fight that took place following some Antifa vandalism in New York. And then Antifa started a fight in Portland. And I say this because it seems like the journalists covering the incident agree on this. Left-wing and more center journalists agree that Antifa pepper sprayed the Proud Boys first. And after
the Proud Boys. Now, give me a little context. I've heard the Proud Boys are comedians.
The Proud Boys are. Some of them are out there to rumble. Now, some of it is the context for conservative people who protest on the right, if you go out and you want to protest and carry the flag and go to some places like Portland, you're going to get beat up. That's the way it is. It doesn't matter where they see you as a traditional American protester or they see you as a Nazi. The left attitude is anybody they disagree with is a Nazi and they think it's okay to punch them.
Okay.
So, and they will. So you saw it during the Trump campaign. You've seen it since then where protests, you saw it particularly at Berkeley, where they have multiple incidents where there is violence. It's escalated by the fact that these local jurisdictions often will not stop it. That's what happened in Berkeley. It's happened in Charlottesville. If you read the after report from the riot in Charlottesville where that young woman ended up getting killed, the police let the two groups rumble. And eventually somebody got killed doing it. It was really disgusting. And they were doing what the politicians told them to do. So the Proud Boys are one of the groups that will rumble technically on the right. And they were accused of assault in New York. Antifa went and vandalized a location where Gavin McInnes was speaking. And then things escalated from there. The left really believes and that if you let anybody they disagree with speak, that you are allowing the foundation of fascism. So they think truly.
So they become fascists.
Yeah. I mean, they think they're empowered to do absolutely anything to silence you.
Okay.
And that includes punching you, kicking you, shouting you down, shutting you down, vandalism, whatever. And so then you fast forward to this Portland incident. One of the ways in which it was misreported, one of the some of the people on the right, I'm not sure if they were, you know, who they were affiliated with, they had guns. Well, you know, you see the left talking about, oh, they had sniper rifles on the roof. Well, it turns out the police just checked with them, found out that the people who had the guns had permits to have guns, and they just urged the people to make sure that the guns were stored in one location in a vehicle and ammunition stored in another. And that was it. They didn't seize any of the guns. They didn't, I mean, it was just a minor thing. And that's how this stuff can get out of control. The networks did focus on the violence because they had cool video. Oh, wait, we got video of people beating each other up and that will gin up ratings. So they like that for the clickbait side. But no, they didn't go out there and report that they clearly, in the case of Portland, Antifa started the violence, as it often does at these events.
Right. I've been watching this a little bit, but I see from my side of it, you know, most of what I do is primarily about Second Amendment and armed self-defense and everything else. And my concern with this is that, like in the case with this, this whole idea of going to one of these marches or going to one of these protests with the intention of confronting one group or the other falls outside the law that I have to live with in order to use a weapon in a lethal manner. And so I and people like me do everything they can to avoid coming up on somebody and having to use a weapon in a lethal manner, because that's a life changer when that happens. And even when justified.
The proper attitude. We just saw a police officer display this attitude. Just made the news this morning, in fact. This police officer, he and his partner were told to report they had two kids supposedly carrying a gun. The officer shows up and had to draw down on him. One of the kids got a gun in his waistband.
Yeah.
And the kids started to grab it and ended up dropping it, but the police officer gave him a talking to that will probably hopefully scare them out of a few years of life, but maybe wake them up.
Let me get you to hold at the wake up. Where will people find what the Media Research Center does?
Oh, people find us at newsbusters.org. And also, I write a weekly column for foxnews.com that it posts on Fox News site, usually very early Sunday mornings.
Okay. Dan's going to join us one more time when we get back. More on the media and the way things are being portrayed with Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
All right. Talking to Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center, trying to get the gauge on what's going on out there and the all the protests that are constantly seeming to occur. Although they constantly seem to occur in the same place, Dan.
Well, it's because one of the things to remember is the urban areas in the country are by and large liberal, and suburban areas more mixed, and rural areas more conservative. And so when conservatives show up in any city, they're going to get a lot of pushback. That's just the, and that happens whether you're doing the GOP convention, or that happens whether you're doing a pro-Trump or pro-America protest. But again, the left thinks everybody it disagrees with is a Nazi, and their slogan is it's okay to punch a Nazi. So people expect violence. And one of the reason why some of these, you know, groups on the right or groups against the left, I guess you should say, because some of them, I don't know really where they stand, they show up with wearing armor or carrying weapons is because they know they're going to be attacked. You'd only be attacked so many times before you start responding. And we saw that during the campaign where one of the guys gained some national acclaim. I think they called him Based Stick Man because he carrying a shield and a stick and hit somebody and kind of got attention. I think your strategy is correct, is that we should avoid confrontation. I don't want to have to hit somebody. I don't want to have to get hit, you know, or anything more than that. The problem is the left keeps forcing confrontation. They try to shut down speakers. They try to harass politicians. They're of the opinion now, there was a professor just came out this week who was saying, don't just get in somebody's face in a restaurant, put your fingers in their food. I mean, really, you know, be confrontational. Well, somebody's going to get hurt if they keep doing that. They're either going to hurt somebody, that somebody's going to, you know, fear for their lives and get hurt. We saw a left-wing tracker, one of these campaign trackers, just get fired by one of these lefty groups because he got in a dust-up with the campaign staff and a woman filed charges against him. That's the second time he's had charges filed against him.
Well, see, here's the problem, though. This is the problem as I see it, because one of the things you can tell, I don't know if you've ever looked at this in the press, but one of the things you can tell whenever you, if you, in the instances where you see armed self-defense, none of the people who actually commit armed self-defense, justified self-defense, have ever trained. It's completely instinctive. Whereas with somebody like me, the question is going to arise, he was shot six times in one hole, or something like that, you know. So to that end, I think it's good that there has been no armed confrontations. But as they continue to do, you know, like talking about getting in their face, sticking your hands in their food and all this other stuff, jacking up the confrontation, the question is going to have to be asked, where do we say, okay, that's enough, and enforce that?
Well, I think as a society, we want to maximize people's free speech and right to protest, but the old expression, I think, really holds true now. You're right to swing your fist, stops at my face. And so if you're going to go out there and try to silence people, shut them down, then I think you should be arrested. I think anybody who does violent confrontation deliberately, goes out and seeks out and attacks others, I'm okay with arresting
them.
I would be okay with, I think we should really, government people should look into declaring Antifa a terrorist organization, because that's the way it operates. And the press reflexively, of course, says, oh, you guys are overreacting to Antifa because, of course, they go to their offices and they've got armed guards. They don't have to worry about it. If you go out and protest in 2018, you reasonably have to expect that if the other side doesn't like it, that they're going to attack you. And particularly, that means the left.
Yeah, so two groups that I'm associated with, they started an ad campaign called Not Today Antifa, and they were attacked by the leftist press because all they did was show a bunch of military veterans who kid. Well, when I say a bunch, I mean four. And they did a rendition of the ad where they are facing the Antifa protesters and, you know, they're kitted up and ready to go if that's what they want to do. But they're not aiming their weapon or anything at them. And I'm just waiting to see how the press reacts to this, because sooner or later, somebody like that old man in the car that just wanted to go home, when they attack him, it's going to be somebody that's not part of one of the movements, the Proud Boys or Antifa, that is going to fight back. And I'm just waiting to see how the press reacts to that when they see that. I'm sure it's going to be, well, it was a peaceful protest today, protesting fascism and all that other stuff.
Was it a peaceful protest when 20 police officers were injured during a Black Lives Matter protest back a couple years ago in Minneapolis?
Right.
Was it a peaceful protest when 130 Baltimore policemen were injured during the Freddie Gray protest? No.
Right.
So, you know, but the press, that little stat, more police officers were injured during the Freddie Gray riots in Baltimore than were injured any time since 9/11. That stat only ended up in the press one time on CBS.
Right.
So, no, they want to characterize, these poor picked on, protesters and these evil right wing thugs, because that's the way they want to show it.
Sure.
So they hide the things where the protesters go out of hand. They hide the attacks on Republican or conservative figures. They downplay those. The press cherry picks these stories like nobody's business, because they want to put forth a narrative. So that's why good conservatives, the attitude you take is a really wise one. Don't start a fight, because the press is going to blame you no matter what. So you better have to do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
Don't go seeking out violence and things, because one, it's stupid. We live in a free country. Everybody should be able to express their opinion no matter how stupid it is.
In the remaining time we got, one more time, tell everybody how to find the Media Research Center, please, sir.
Oh, well, you should find us at newsbusters.org. You want to give donations, you can go to our corporate or organizational website, because we're a nonprofit, mrc.org. And I write a column for Fox. It comes out every Sunday morning, bright and early, before I get up, at foxnews.com, as part of their opinion section.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced he was withdrawing from the Future Investment Initiative Summit in Saudi Arabia following a discussion with President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Ambassador Dennis Ross told Fox News Mnuchin's decision was a big deal.
I do think that the Secretary of Treasury not going is an important statement by the administration. It also suggests to me that whatever Secretary of State Pompeo was reporting, whatever the public posture is, it suggests that, in fact, we're not satisfied at this point with what the Saudi response is.
The Justice Department has issued subpoenas to at least six of the eight dioceses in Pennsylvania as part of a federal probe into child sex abuse inside the Roman Catholic Church. The dioceses are saying they will fully cooperate with the investigation. The Dow closed down 327 points to close the day at 25,379, and your Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night is approaching $1 billion. This is USA
Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
I'm going to have to get Jay Jacobson on here. We need to talk about Franklin Armory. They're the tip of the spear when it comes to the fight against these things coming down on these businesses, in addition to making a really, really fine AR-15. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So then, the Democrats want to harass the Republicans, you, me. They want to harass Trump supporters, you and me, and officials especially. They want to kick them and scream at them and stalk them in an effort to intimidate us in conservative America here. And it's, I say this in the hopes of arresting this, because it's not going to work. It's going to have the opposite effect. You're going to embolden us. You're going to unite the base and dissuade independent and moderate voters from jumping on your left-wing psycho circus. We're getting to the point where the left is now straight-up assaulting Republicans. Look at the Nevada gubernatorial race where Kristen Davison, the campaign manager of the Republican candidate Adam Laxalt, was assaulted by a Democratic operative from a George Soros-linked group. He was arrested on battery charges. Not the first one. Not his first time around. Not his first time around. Then, and we get this from Fox News, a Democratic operative for American Bridge 21st Century, a group founded by David Brock, also Media Matters, and funded by liberal billionaire George Soros, was arrested Tuesday after the female campaign manager for Nevada GOP gubernatorial nominee Adam Laxalt accused the operative of grabbing and yanking her arm and refusing to let go. Kristen Davison, another official for the Nevada Attorney General's campaign, said the battery left her terrified and traumatized and with bruises on her neck and arms. Davison, 31 years old, kid, told Fox News on Wednesday, "Politics is a little bit aggressive these days, but this is just insane. I've never seen anything like it." She was attacked by Wilfred Michael Stark III, 50 years old, arrested by the Las Vegas City Marshals on Tuesday. This took place after a campaign event in East Las Vegas Tuesday evening. Davison told Fox News that a very large man, later identified as Stark, burst into the room where Adam Lexalt and I were talking with a camera. He grabbed my right arm. My leg was lodged between the door and the wall. He twisted my arm and contorted it behind my back. I was scared. Every time I tried pulling away, he would grab tighter and pull me closer into him. American Bridge was founded in November of 2010 by David Brock, who also founded Media Matters. And their largest donor, Soros, he's donated $2 million between 2015 and 2016. Still involved with the group. Just gave him $300,000 in February and $80,000 last year. This is not an isolated incident. And listen, you guys are doing a really good job of attacking the non-combatants, and that's probably what you need to do. That's probably what you need to do. There is an there. My grandfather had this saying where he would tell me that there's some animals you can grab a hold of, but you can't let go of them fast enough. And one of these people on the left is going to have that happen. Then they will be made an example of physically, and then we'll see what the press has to say about that. David Shawn, the GOP candidate for Nevada's 35th state assembly seat, said a crazy person accosted one of his volunteers, a teenager. His phone was smashed during the incident. In Minnesota, two GOP state legislator candidates were assaulted. The Minnesota Democratic Party spokesman had called for violence against the GOP. That person has been suspended. This coming from the Democratic Farmer Labor Party. They suspended communications staffer William Davis for 1 week without pay after making a Facebook joke that Democrats would bring Republicans to the guillotine on November the 7th, the day after the midterm elections. Minnesota Republican Party Chairman Jennifer Carnahan said the suspension was not enough, calling for his immediate firing in the aftermath of separate attacks against Republican candidates. She said she's been subjected to numerous death threats during her tenure as a state party leader, and that death threats are no laughing matter. This suspension came days after Minnesota State Representative Sarah Anderson was punched in the arm after spotting a man destroying Republican yard signs. She said the attack left her scared and her attacker only desisted when she fled to her car and threw it in reverse. She said it was just insane. He was charging at me, saying, "Why don't you go kill yourself?" She said to have someone physically coming after you and attacking you is just disheartening. You know, every time I hear about this, I talked with Tatiana Whitlock today, and I can just imagine somebody coming up to her and trying that. You guys need to hire some of us. You need to hire some of us, and we'll show you how this is done. We are peaceful people with a capability of being warlike. The Plymouth Police Department investigation into Representative Anderson's alleged assault remains ongoing. Anderson was not the only GOP candidate attacked. First time state representative candidate Shane Meckland suffered a concussion after getting sucker punched while speaking with constituents at a restaurant in Benton County. He told the Free Beacon that he suffered memory loss for getting Representative Anderson's name at one point in the interview, and doctors tell him he will have a 4 to 6 week recovery time ahead of him. He said he was cold cocked while sitting at a high top table at a local eatery and hit his head on the floor. Listen, I have no desire to be warlike. I have no desire to be to reign or to hurt anybody. I don't. I have no desire for that at all. None. But what's going to end up happening is in one of the, like in Minnesota, for example. I know plenty of people live in Minnesota. Genesis Communications is in Minnesota. I know lots of people in Minnesota that this would not have happened to. These politicians are sooner or later going to change their mind. And it's going to become a part of their daily budgets to hire security people. And when they do, they need to hire, well, there's a lot of military veterans out there that would do a really good job for them. Really good job. Or maybe somebody like Kit Cope, who's an MMA fighter, who doesn't have to shoot you. He'll just twist you into knots. There's a lot of ways this is going to go. But one thing that is not going to happen, we cannot allow to happen, is we cannot allow them to intimidate us. Because even if they, no matter what they do, come voting day, they won't be there to stop you from voting. I would love, well, no, I say that. I really shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. I was struck when I was at Tactical Response. James Yeager, who I think of as a very capable man and also a man that is not one to mince words, and if he were here, he would tell you this himself, is someone who avoids all confrontation if he can help it. He wants nothing to do with confrontation, and I take my cues from him as the last instructor I've been to. The problem is that while me and you are sitting here trying to be nice and civilized, the Democrats aren't going by that playbook. And this is not something where we can just sit back and say, we hope this goes away. We hope after the election this goes away, whatever. They've gone wild. They have simply gone wild. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yes, go check them out by all means. 10% is serious money too. That's a substantial savings for you to consider. Now then, let me go down this path one more time. Actors, actresses, I think, for the good of their very carefully cultivated persona, they should generally stick to what they know best, which is repeating the lines that others have written for them. But some don't. Jamie Lee Curtis, who I have told you, and I will continue to watch her stuff just because I like her. I like her acting style. She's funny. She can be dramatic. It doesn't matter. She can do just about anything. And plus, she's one that has decided not to go that ridiculous route of trying to remain 20, which doesn't last very long anyway. She decided to roll with those punches. She has recently come out. She's an anti-gunner. But she recently decided to try to explain in her own words how much she really supports the Second Amendment, but ended up showing how dependent she is on her screenwriters. This all started out fairly innocently. FoxNews.com posted an article about Curtis's role in the latest installment of the Halloween movie franchise. I talked a little bit about that article. The article simply pointed out that the character that Curtis plays in the movie, Laurie Strode, uses firearms for personal protection, as do other characters in her body of work. Then points out that Curtis is a vocal opponent of gun rights. But the article also suggested that she may not be entirely anti-gun, and sensitive anti-guns on the folks on the internet then leapt to the defense of the actress, claiming she's just an actress playing a role. Several tweets later from these internet white knights seem to indicate that there's nothing incongruous with Curtis being anti-gun and acting in movies where guns are portrayed in what most would think is a favorable light. Some even went so far as to point towards other movies and characters as part of their defense of her. And many of the examples, however, show despicable people committing horrific crimes. Anthony Hopkins' Hannibal Lecter is mentioned, along with his cannibalism. Tony Curtis, Jamie Lee's actual dad, playing the infamous Boston Strangler, is offered. But if you're looking for sheer magnitude, it's very hard to top the atrocity committed by the evil Thanos, who's portrayed by Josh Brolin, in this year's Avengers Infinity War. He wipes out half of all life in the universe. All at one time. Was that a spoiler alert? But there's a big problem with all of these examples. Nobody's defending these heinous acts. We all agree that they are wrong, and the characters who commit these violent crimes are truly villainous. In the most fictional of ways, of course. On the other hand, the character that Curtis portrays, Laurie Strode, is one of the intended victims of Michael Myers, the homicidal maniac from the Halloween series in most of the films. We presume she's an intended victim in this one as well, although it won't be in the theaters until next week. So if she uses firearms in an effort to put an end to Myers' psychopathic killing spree, shouldn't that maybe be considered a good thing? Well, maybe not, I guess. If you're simply so anti-gun that you think guns used by good guys to stop bad guys is still bad simply because firearms are used, then perhaps those on Twitter would think Strode is just as bad as Hannibal Lecter or Thanos. And if that's the case, they won't like what Curtis had to say. Now, all of these people defending Curtis seem to be doing so because they believe her anti-gun views are still pure. Curtis herself appears to be upset that the Fox News piece implies she is anti-gun. A USA Today article quotes Curtis as claiming, "I fully support the Bill of Rights, and I fully support the Second Amendment." And she refers to the Fox News article as trying to make a point without ever asking me what I really think. Now we come to the part where Curtis might have wanted a screenwriter to help her with her words. She claims she is not anti-gun and supports the Second Amendment, but also states that she supports banning semi-automatic firearms. But that's pretty, you know, that sounds pretty anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment to me. After claiming to support the Second Amendment, she then qualifies that support by promoting schemes pushed by the anti-gun crowd, like government-mandated licensing and training, universal background checks and waiting periods, and that's just to have one, just to possess. You have to wonder what she would want the government to put a law-abiding gun owner through in order to actually carry the gun for personal protection. Which, all of her positions, by the way, are just, you know, this is just her mimicking what she's heard. She's not thinking critically about this. She's not doing her own thinking on it. So her valiant online defenders seem adamant that she's just an actress and is still pure. And yet she claims she's not anti-gun and supports the Second Amendment. So, what's the verdict in this? I have to say, despite the fact that I like her as a thespian, if you will, if you want people to believe you when you act like you aren't anti-gun, Jamie, you're going to have to stop reading from the standard anti-gun script when you promote your support for the Second Amendment, I'm afraid. Yeah. That's just the way it is. Now, I don't know of what strata we would sit back and consider Jamie Lee Curtis to be as far as being an actress nowadays. I don't know if she'd be considered an A-lister. I have always, and that caste system that happens with all of these actors and actresses is just one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I will say this. I hope that knowing all of this means that if she thinks people are looking at her and saying that she is anti-gun, maybe she will look at this and say why, and try to get away from the anti-gun script, which a lot of people want to believe that, especially actors and actresses, because they want to be seen as more than what they are. So they want to be seen as being able to change your conscious thought, being able to make a difference in what you believe. And the problem with that is that, you know, they're not really that good at it. They're not really that good at it. If Jamie Lee Curtis does not want to be considered anti-gun, then she needs to be out there right now considering how to sound less anti-gun. She may not practice the anti-gun mantra at all and just may simply not have any idea how to express it. I don't know. I really don't know. But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. We'll continue to, we're always going to hear this from actors and actresses. If you believe any of them, even the pro-gun ones, they're actors and actresses. It's a great gig if you can get it. I wish I could get it. Maybe if I could act, maybe I could, but I'm not going to get it anytime soon. So, you know, okay. They make you believe that they are a role that they are playing in a movie because they get paid to play that role. They are not Laurie Strode. They're not. They're not Thanos. They're not Hannibal Lecter. They're none of these things. So, not trying to burst any bubbles here. When they get off work, they have the same kind of issues you have. They have plumbing issues and car trouble and all this other stuff. They're just people. They have a profession that most of us are never going to touch. That's it. There's nothing more profound about them. Nothing more deep about them. They're no deeper than any of us. In a lot of ways, they're a lot more shallow than all of us. So, we got hour number two inbound. We're going to continue on. Yeah. So, reheat that cup of coffee. Get ready to go because this is Lock and Load.
Selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.